大家好。
Hi everyone.
哎呀，好像还没睡醒。
Seems you have not yet been awake.
大家好。
Hello.
感谢主，我们一同在这里寻求认识主的机会。
Thank the Lord that we have the opportunity here. Together we are seeking and to know our Lord.
我先向这个讲英文、看英文的朋友和弟兄姊妹抱歉。
And here I would like to apologize to friends who speak English.
因为我刚才现在正在发了一份资料呢，我是今天早上才准备的，所以呢完全来不及去准备英文。
As the handout I'm handing out right now, I have just prepared this morning, therefore I have not yet been ready to prepare them in English.
所以如果您需要英文的话呢，也许您可以听听翻译啊。
Therefore, if you need an English translation, please listen to what the translator mentioned.
我为什么要发呢？
Why do I have to hand them out?
因为这个问题哈，在我大约25-26年以前呢，是很困扰一个问题。
Because this question has bothered me about 25 or 26 years ago.
我等一下再讲好了。
I'll just mention it later.
我们先有点祷告。
Let us have words of prayers.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们能够在这里聚集。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for we're able to gather here.
今天凡来到你面前的，是吧，都是你用奇妙的恩手带来的。
For all of those who come before you, you have gathered them with your gracious hand.
我们把每一位交在你的带领底下。
We commit every single one of us unto your leading, unto your hands.
我们求你向我们每一个人显现。
Pray that you show yourself to each one of us.
向我们每一个人说话。
Speak to each one of us.
愿你因着向我们显现，向我们说话。
For that you manifest to us and also speak to us.
叫我们得到新生的生命。
And we're able to gain this new life.
叫我们这个人完全的活过来。
And quicken each one of us.
是一个复活得到永远生命的人。
So we are the reborn that gains the eternal life.
求主捆绑黑暗的权势。
Pray the Lord bound all the darkness of power.
把人从撒旦的权下彻底的释放出来。
And release every single one from the power of Satan.
谢谢主。
We thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
好，我们先读一下圣经。我们今天要读的圣经是诗篇第90篇。
Let's read from the scripture Psalm 90.
诗篇第90篇。
Psalm 90.
第一节说，这是神人摩西的祷告。
Verse 1, a prayer of Moses, the man of God.
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations.
诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远你是神。
Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
你使人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回。
Thou turns man to destruction and says, Return, you children of men.
在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一经。
For a thousand years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night.
你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉。
Thou carries them away as with a flood, they are as asleep.
早晨他们如生长的草。
In the morning they are like grass which grows up.
早晨发芽生长。晚上割下枯干。
In the morning it furnishes and grows up. In the evening it is cut down and withered.
我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊惶。
For we are consumed by thy anger, and by thy wrath we are troubled.
你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, and our secret things in the light of thy countenance.
我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
For all of our days were passed away in thy wrath, we spend our years as tale that is told.
我们一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮，可到80岁。但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦。 转眼成空,
the days of our years are 70 years and 10, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away.
谁晓得你怒气的权势, 谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢?
Who knows the power of thy anger, even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子, 好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
耶和华啊, 我们要等到几时呢? 求你转回, 为你的仆人后悔。
Return, O Lord, how long, and let them repent thee concerning thy servants.
求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱, 好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all of our days.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子, 叫我们和我们遭难的年岁, 叫我们喜乐。
Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil.
愿你的作为向你仆人显现, 愿你的荣耀向他们子孙显明。
Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children.
愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上, 愿你坚立我们手所做的功, 我们手所做的功, 愿坚立。
And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yes, the work of our hands establish thou it.
写这篇诗篇的摩西, 他原来是在埃及长大的一个埃及的王子。
The Moses who wrote the psalm, originally he was born in Egypt, a prince of Egypt.
他在埃及的王宫待了40年。
He stayed in the palace of Egypt for 40 years.
他是大有才能的人。
And he was with a great understanding.
听说在现今的存在的金字塔当中，可能有至少有一座是他参与建那个建设的。
It is heard that among all of the pyramids that is existing today, he has involved in building at least one of them.
他是伟大的建筑师，他也是伟大的军事家。
He was a great architect as well as a great military man.
他大有才能，大有口才。
He was almighty and also with great way to talk.
而且他是王子，所以他是预备。 他是将来可能是预备要做王的。
And also he was a prince, so he was prepared to be a king.
但是神很奇妙的安排, 就让他在旷野待了40年。
But with God's amazing arrangement that he stayed in wilderness for 40 years.
这个40年让他重新的思考人生。
During those 40 years, he started to reconsider life again.
让他重新的面对未来。
And once again, he restarted to face his future.
那这篇的诗篇呢, 大约是在他80岁左右所写的。
And he wrote this psalm at about his 80 years old.
也就是说,他经过了两个人生的大的阶段之后的第二阶段末期呢,他从心里发出来的一个呼喊。
So this was a cry out from the bottom of his heart after going through two important stages of his life.
其中有一句话很吸引我,就是在第12节说,好叫我们得着智慧的心。
And one verse that attracts me so much is that verse 12. So we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
所以好像这一个历尽人生的种种变化的人,他到了80岁的时候,他心里还有一个呼求说,要得着智慧,得着智慧的心。
So for someone who went through a lot of changes in his life when he was 80 years old, he still has this cry that he will have a heart of wisdom.
那这样的得着智慧的心呢，使得他可以在神面前呢怎样数算，就怎样看自己的日子年日。So
to gain this heart of wisdom, so that he's able to number his days before God.
不晓得在座的哪一位曾经有这样的呼求。
I don't know if anyone sitting here have such cry.
你的心里面呼求你有智慧。
That you cry out from the bottom of your heart that let me have wisdom.
我不知道你们，如果你们知道的话，可以告诉我。
I don't know about you, but if you know anyone, please let me know.
但我可以把我曾经在心路历程里面的一个经历跟大家分享。
But I can share with you what I have gone through.
大约在二十四五年前。
About 24-25 years ago.
如果从我学生的时代来讲，我是学生已经走到比较最高的那个阶段去了。
As my student life, actually, I have already reached the highest point.
所以那时候我是在念研究所。
I was in my master's degree.
所以一般来看呢，是往那个人生的那个繁荣的方向走。
So generally speaking, I'm walking toward the highest point, toward the brighter point of my life.
但就是在同时那个阶段。
But at the same time.
我同时感受到死亡是离我这么样的近。
I also felt that the death was so close to me.
我感受到人生是何等的没有方向。
I felt that life was so aimless.
甚至有个感觉好像往这里走也摇摇头，往那里走又摇摇头。
I felt that whether I go this way, I shook my head, and also so I went that way, I also shook my head.
所以对我很困扰。
So I was so greatly bothered.
我到底应该怎样走？我才很放心的走。
How exactly which way should I go that I can rest assured of?
我自己印象都很深刻。
I truly felt so strong about it.
因为我是一个很容易忘记的人。
Because I'm someone who's forgetful.
所以我为了帮助我自己不会常常忘记。
So in order to help me not to forget.
所以有些我觉得比较重要的话，我就把它用小卡片把它写上。
So I put the important words on a small note card.
有时候是用毛笔写，有时候是用比较粗的笔写。
Sometimes I use Chinese scribes, but sometimes I use more dark pens.
写完之后呢，就把它贴在我那个书桌前面的那个书架的那个高处的地方。
Then after I wrote them down, I just post them in front of my desk.
所以每一次我一坐下来，头一抬就看见了。
So every time as I sat down, I lift up my head, then I see it.
我写的至少有两个是我一直都不能明白的。
I wrote two things which I could not understand.
我也不会解释。
I could not explain.
但我的心里好像一直在注意这个问题。
But in my heart, seems I have been paying attention to them.
其中一个卡片就写人生。
One of the note cards I put life.
不晓得，就写人生。
I didn't know why, I just put life.
另外一个卡片呢，就写了智慧。
And on the other card, I put down wisdom.
我心里觉得不晓得去哪里找这个东西。
I didn't know where to look for it.
我好像很需要。
Seems like I was really in need of it.
好像在我所学的东西里面呢，好像还不够。
It seems that it was not enough for me for what I have learned.
好像从我已经走过、已经经历、已经看过的人还不够。
It was not enough for me for what I have walked through, what I have experienced.
所以我心里就一直觉得很纳闷，到底什么是智慧
？So I was greatly troubled. What exactly is wisdom?
而且呢，我一直希望能够得到智慧。
And I truly hope to gain wisdom.
而且，我觉得我过去所走的那一段路呢。好像就显明我这个人没有智慧。
And I felt that all of the experience, the walk I had walked before, it showed that I actually had no wisdom.
我不一定跟人家是这么坦白这样讲啊。
Maybe I did not tell others clearly like this.
但是呢，是在心里有一个深深的感受。
But truly, I felt strongly in my heart.
我非常的缺少智慧。
Truly, I was lacking wisdom.
如果我是这么有智慧。我现在应该不会离死亡这么近。
If I was a wise person, therefore I shouldn't be so close to death at the moment.
我当时对罪啊还不太有什么印象。
At that time, I had not much impression about things.
对我来讲呢，罪呢大概就是你必须要犯了这个地上的法律那个明文写的东西，然后被抓到才算犯罪。
To me, to sin probably means that I have to commit a crime against the law on the earth and then being caught. That is called committing a sin.
所以对我来讲呢，罪呢，印象是很浅很浅的东西。
So it was very superficial definition for me, for the definition of sin. So I never saw I have committed any sins.
但是呢, 从现在看圣经来讲, 明明在犯罪。
But now as I look at the Bible, truly I was sinning back then.
但是呢, 在那个时候呢, 就觉得死亡呢, 是很近很近的东西。
But at that time, I just felt death was so close to me.
圣经告诉我们说, 罪的工价就是死。
The Bible tells us that the wage of sin is death.
所以呢, 犯罪最后的结果, 一定要走向死亡。
So the ending of sin will lead us to death.
所以, 但是当时我不明白着,
but at that time, I couldn't understand.
我里面很深的呼求,
and deep in my heart, truly cried out that I want to have wisdom.
那我当时还不懂得说智慧还有什么差别。
And back then, I didn't understand the difference there's about this wisdom.
就是等我信了耶稣之后，一段时间呢，我还是搞不太清楚。
Even after I believed in Jesus, I still couldn't understand for a period of time.
是我逐渐的经历，逐渐的读圣经，然后才逐渐越来越清楚。
Through my experiences and also reading the Bible, then slowly I start to understand.
原来智慧呢，是存在很多方面。And
wisdom exists in different aspects.
但是呢，简单的讲呢，光明有光明的智慧，黑暗有黑暗的智慧。But
simply speaking, in the light there's the light of wisdom, and in darkness there's the wisdom of darkness.
所以光明的智慧把你引向光明，黑暗的智慧让你走向黑暗。
So the wisdom of light leads you into light, and the wisdom of darkness leads you into darkness.
那这些人呢, 他都认为他自己都有智慧。
And all those people think they are wise.
你去问这世界上的人哈, 他不会说他自己没有智慧。
If you ask people in the world, nobody will tell you they are not wise.
但是呢, 实在来讲呢, 有人走向光明, 有人走向黑暗。
But truly speaking, some people walk toward the light and some walk toward darkness.
走向光明的有一种走法，走向黑暗的有另外一种走法。
There's a certain way to walk to the light, and also there's a different way to walk through darkness.
这背后都有很强的支持的那个想法。
And behind it, there's those great ideas that support each one of them.
你去往那些，你去问那些常常。 犯法律的罪的那人,
if you ask those who often commit crimes,
他也有他一套很好的说法,
and they have their supporting, good supporting points.
所以呢, 可以说呢, 有一个黑暗的势力, 黑暗的智慧在操纵他。
So we know that they are being controlled by the power of darkness, this wisdom of darkness.
对我们来讲呢, 黑暗的东西呢, 比较熟悉。
To us, we are more familiar with something that's in dark.
光明的比较陌生。
And we are not familiar with something that's under light.
所以我们从日常生活就知道。
And we can tell that from our daily life.
我们常常生活里有多少人哈, 他愿意把他生活的东西很透明化。
During our daily life, how many one of us that we're able to show we would like to try make our life transparent?
他愿意在人面前完全的诚实。
And he would like to be totally honest before man.
然后呢, 他接受人的这一个怎么讲说，就是说如果他接受人的这个审判。
And he accepts the judgment from man.
接受那个光的光照,
and accepts the lightening of this light.
你知道光有很大的特别啊,
you know there's special characteristics of light.
你看我们在这个房子里面看起来好像还算干净，对不对？
You see that it seems clean in this building.
但是呢, 你等到这个光啊, 一照上去的时候啊, 你就发现到处都是很脏很脏。
But if the light really shines here, you will see a lot of places are very dirty.
所以真的愿意活在光明里面的人, 那是不简单的人。
So it is really not easy for someone who would like to live in true light.
所以可以说啊, 光明啊, 只有神那里有。
So only with God there is light.
因为神说呢, 神自己就是光。
For God himself said that himself is light.
而且在他那里呢,是毫无黑暗。
And in him there is no darkness.
所以在那里任何那些黑暗东西在他都藏不住。
So nothing can be hidden in front of him with any darkness.
所以来亲近神的人呢,他就亲近光。
So those who draw close to God will draw close to light.
所以这个神因为他是光, 所以神也是光明智慧的源头。
Because God himself is light, so he is the source of light and wisdom.
但对着我们来讲啊, 我们讲到神, 我们有点太远, 看不清, 看不清楚。
But toward us, when we talk about God, we seem he's so far away and we cannot understand.
所以有一种从另外一个角度来分的话, 就是有神的智慧, 也有人的智慧。
So from different perspective, we can compare them in the wisdom of God and also wisdom of man.
对我们来讲, 人的智慧很简单, 我们常常在那里活动。
The wisdom of man is very easy for us because there are a lot of activities in the wisdom of man.
可能有人高一点, 大一点, 有人低一点, 少一点。
For there are some people who are
多一点,
高一点,
who have more wisdom and also some with less wisdom.
但是呢, 他同样有一个性质, 就是他都是有限的。
But the special characteristics with him is that it's limited.
而且呢, 是会朽坏的。
And also it's corruptible.
我们今天能不能找出一个人创造出来的东西哈, 还不会坏的。
Are we able to find something that's created by man but that's incorruptible?
我想还没看过。
I think we haven't seen one.
我还没看过, 如果您看过的话, 你告诉我一下。
At least I haven't seen something like that. If you have seen it, please let me know.
但是呢, 神的智慧在他的背后是有无穷无限的生命的大能。
But what is behind the wisdom of God is with the power of infinite life.
所以他的后面是什么? 是永远的生命。
So what's behind it is the eternal life.
所以它的后面是永恒的。
So what's behind it is eternity.
所以这种智慧是在我们有限的智慧来讲是很难完全透彻明白的。
So it's very hard for us to understand it totally with us, with our wisdom which is limited.
但是它就是这么特性。
But that's his characteristics.
而人的智慧呢, 常常都是跟我们的身体有关系。
The wisdom of man has to do with our bodies.
跟我们的需要有关系,
with our needs and wants.
所以可以说它是肉体的, 它也是属情欲的。
So that's fleshly and also lust.
啊, 其实啊, 我们常常看那个广告, 电视广告, 或什么广告,
As we often see the commercials or ads,
你就很容易感受到,
then you can feel this strongly.
那广告很吸引人。
Those commercials truly attract people.
就觉得人实在很有创造力。
And make us think that men are so creative.
但是呢, 许许多多的广告, 它的中心呢, 其实都根据肉体, 人的肉体的需要, 人的情欲的需要, 它做背景, 做中心。
And actually the focal point of many ads are based on the fleshly needs and coming from the lust of men.
所以呢, 这是它的特性。
So that is its special characteristic.
当然他就受这些的影响。
So it's being influenced by them.
但是呢, 神的眼光都是超越时间的。
But God's perspective surpassed time.
神的眼光也超越我们这个肉体的需要。
And from God's perspective, it surpasses the need from our bodies.
那不是说神啊, 他不关心我们的需要。
Not that God ignores our needs.
神有一句话告诉我们说, 先求神的国和神的义, 凡所需要的都加给你。
God has told us that seek first his kingdom and righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you.
所以在神看来, 我们的需要啊, 是属于附加的。
So from God's perspective, our needs and wants are secondary.
啊, 那不是我们主要的需要。
That's not what our major needs.
我们主要的需要是我们是不是在神面前能够被称义。
What we truly need is that whether we should be called justified before God.
我们主要的需要是不是当如果神他来审判的时候, 我们能够说，主说，你已经过关了，你不用接受审判。
Our true need is that when God judges, then God is able to say that you pass and you don't need to go through this judgment.
神知道对人最大的瑕疵就是死亡。
God knows that the greatest bondage to man is death.
不管我们对死亡有多少的认识，
regardless of how much we understand about death,
但是我们都承认我们受那个权势的控制。
But we have to admit that we are truly being bounded by its power.
唯有被神称义的，满足神公义要求的，
only those who are being justified by God and fulfill His requirement of justice.
他就是得到了神所赐的复活的生命。
Then he has received the resurrected life that is given from God.
他呢，就可以了超越死亡，就出死入生。
Then he is able to overcome the death, which is coming out from death but into life.
所以对我们来讲呢，称义、公义呢，我们觉得有也好，没有也不少。
And toward us, to be justified and have righteousness, it's not so important whether we have it or not.
在我们觉得需要的是今天多赚一点钱。
Our need is that we earn more money today.
不管什么方法，只要能赚到钱。
No matter what kind of way we do it, but we earn money.
或者我现在觉得需要的，不管什么方法，我就想尽办法得到它。
And or whatever I need now, I do whatever to get it.
不管这个方法能是不是有犯罪的问题在里面。
Regardless of the way I use is singing or not.
这是我们的想法。
That is our thought.
但是呢，神呢，他看重我们在他面前被称为义，过于我们现在那些所谓的需要。
But God looks more importantly than that we are being justified before Him, much more than our needs right now.
所以神呢，他就为着我们称义的事情呢，就派耶稣基督来。
So God had sent Jesus Christ for our justification.
使他被钉在十字架上。
To let Him be crucified on the cross.
你有没有看到一个被死亡控制的人，他还在那里很欢乐的唱歌？
Have you ever seen someone singing so joyfully when he's being bound by death?
刚才我们弟兄给我们唱那个歌，对不对？
Our brother has led us to sing a hymn.
你有没有看到一个他完全落在死亡里面，他唱的是很喜乐的歌的？
Have you ever seen someone who's in death but he's singing so joyfully?
你有没有看到一个很失望的人唱很有盼望的歌的？
Have you ever seen someone who's hopeless but singing a song that's with hope?
我都没看过。
I have never seen anyone.
除非他里面满了盼望。
Unless this person is filled with hope, then he is able to sing the song of hope.
除非他里面满有喜乐。
Unless this person is full of joy,
他唱喜乐的歌。
Then he is able to sing the song of joy.
如果他里面满有失望。
If his heart is full of disappointment,
那个最好听最有盼望的歌我们也唱不出来。
And the best and the song with hope, he still cannot sing.
这都是我亲身走过的日子。
That's the days I have truly walked myself.
我曾经是在台上唱歌给人家听的。
I used to be someone who sing to others on the stage.
但是到有一天呢，心啊，死到一个地步哈，一句都唱不出来。
But there was to a point that my heart was so dead to the point I could not sing even one song.
我真的感觉到好像圣经上有一卷书叫《传道书》啊。
I truly feel that as there's a book in the Bible called the Ecclesiastes.
那一卷书哈，那一卷书有一个词常常出现。
In that book, there's often appear a verse.
那个词就是虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空。
That is vanity of vanities, vanities of vanities.
讲了一件事情，然后说虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空。
After he talked about one thing, then he says vanities of vanities, vanities of vanities.
然后他讲了很多次，他说，所以呢，我恨恶生命，我恨恶知识。
And after all that he talked about, he said, therefore I hate life, I hate wisdom.
我在看那一卷书的时候，我心里很有共鸣。
I truly have echoed towards this book when I read it.
我正在追求最高的知识的时候，我心里一面呢，我恨恶知识。
While I was pursuing the highest degree of education, on the other hand, in my heart, I truly hate the knowledge.
我一面在那里读，我就说我读着有什么用啊？
As I was studying, I thought, what was the use of that?
我就觉得，我干嘛在花这个时间呢？
I thought, why did I have to spend such a time?
所以我那个学位一拿到哈，那东西我再也不碰它。
So as soon as I got my degree, I never touched it again.
心里是一个恨。
I have this hate.
因为虚空的虚空。
Because vanities of vanities.
虚空的虚空。
Truly vanities of vanities.
所以不但恨恶知识，也恨恶生命。
So not only I hate wisdom, but also I hate life.
人活在地上干嘛？
Why? What's the purpose for man to live on the earth?
我再多活几年干嘛？
Why? What's the point for me to live longer?
我再多活二十年对我有益处吗？
Is there any meaning or profitable to me if I live 20 more years?
我再多活50年对我有益处吗？
What's the profitable to me for me to live 50 years longer?
心中充满了问号。
There were so many questions in my heart.
不晓得在我们当中，你心中有没有人，你心中有问号？
I don't know if anyone among us here you have the same question.
如果你有问号，今天可能是你这个问号拿掉的时候。
If you do have the question, probably today is the day that you can take away this question.
所以这一个神呢、啊、他因为看我们那个称义对我们太重要了。
Because God sees that how important this justification to us is.
因为凡是被神称义的人，他就脱离了死亡的权势。
Because for anyone who's been justified by God, then he has set free from the power of death.
也就死亡的能力再也不能控制他。
That means the power of death could never be in bondage of him again.
哎呀，这个太美了。
And so beautiful.
所以称义是一件很大很大的事情。
So being justified is so great.
如果神说，哎呀，你这个人在我面前是对，称义就是对的意思，那就是你就是有永远的生命在你身上。
If God say that you are being justified, which means you are right in my sight, then you truly have this eternal life.
我们在座的每一位。
For everyone who is sitting among us.
我们是不是可以问问我们心里面
？Are we able to ask our hearts?
今天如果神在这里问说，你们哪一位是已经被我称为义的，被我称为对的，请你举手。
If God is asking today that is any one of you that you've been called justified by me and I see you as the right person, please raise your hand.
你能不能很大方的举出手出来？
Are you able to just show your hands upright?
我希望你们每一位都举出来。
I hope each one of you are able to raise your hand.
因为这不是只是一个印象上的或观念上的东西。
For this is not something that's just in our mind.
这个关系到说有那个复活的永远的生命在不在你身上。
It has to do whether this eternal life, this power, this retroactive life is on you or not.
所以神的智慧啊，他就是要把那个复活的永远的生命赐给愿意来接受的人。
Therefore, the wisdom of God is to give the eternal life to those who are being resurrected, to those who believe.
使他脱离虚空。
To set him away from the vanity.
使他脱离叹息。
So he can be set free from the sight.
哎呀，讲到叹息的时候哈。
Talking about sight.
我就回想我很多很多年以前。
And it reminds me of many years ago.
讲话。讲，
Just every other sentences I spoke, I sighed.
好像这就是我的心里面是在充满了叹息，所以呢，我的在说话当中啊，或者在什么就不知不觉就很多叹息。
Because my heart was full of sight, therefore what I spoke, God was full of sight too.
但是我请问一下，跟我们常在一起的弟兄姊妹。
But let me ask those brothers and sisters who are often among with us.
你有没有现在天天看到我在叹息？
Have you ever seen me sighing every day?
如果什么时候我叹息的时候，你提醒我一下，好不好？
Please remind me of whenever you hear me sigh.
是谁把叹息从我们的身上拿掉？
Who is the one that's taking the sigh away from us?
谁有这个能力把叹息从我们身上拔出去？
Who has such power to pluck up this sigh from us?
谁能够停止我们那个叹息的那些的作为，那些的声音呢？
Who is able to stop the voice of our sight?
今天站在你面前的人，
The person who's standing before you today
就是经历到这个好处，
have experienced such profit.
我不晓得叹息过多少的声音，
I don't even know my sights were so numberless.
但是当我认识耶稣基督做我的救主之后，
But after I know Jesus Christ to be my Savior,
我就发现叹息从我身上就一直越来越少越来越少，甚至到好像看不见。
Then I find that this sighing becomes less and less for me, and then suddenly disappeared.
我们啊，有时候是在很不顺利的时候常常叹息。
We often sigh when we are in difficulties.
但有的人啊，是在他最高的顶峰时候叹息。
But some people still sigh at his highest point.
因为呢，还爬到顶峰的时候呢，他一往下看，现在走下坡了。
Because when he reaches his highest point, he looks down and he feels he's going downward.
所以你如果没有耶稣基督这永远的、无限的这样的同在的话，你少不了叹息。
Therefore, if you do not have the presence of Jesus Christ, who is eternal and who is infinite, then you still will sigh.
所以这就告诉我们，耶稣基督和他钉十字架真的是很宝贵。
So it tells us how precious is Jesus Christ and him crucified.
他不是我们三言两语就把他完全说完了。
We cannot just speak of them very simply.
常常叹息的人，
For those who often sigh.
因着接受耶稣基督做救主，
Because he receives Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
在神面前，在公义的神面前被称为义，
and being justified before the righteous God.
结果叹息会从他身上就出去了。
Then sigh is being removed from him.
所以神的智慧他是显在耶稣基督和他钉十字架上面。
So the wisdom of God is being manifest on Jesus Christ and him crucified.
我们呢，每次来看这个圣经的时候，可能呢就看很多的道理。
Every time when we read the Bible, we start to seek a lot of knowledge.
在圣经中呢，寻找很多的道德教训。
We seek about the moral and also the understanding from the Bible.
你都可以找到。
You can find them.
但是圣经自己告诉我。
But the Scripture tells us.
也是耶稣基督自己告诉我。
And also Jesus Christ Himself tells us.
这全本的圣经就是为耶稣基督和他钉十字架来做见证。
The whole scripture testifies for Jesus Christ himself and he crucified.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为神的智慧在那里彰显。
Because God's wisdom is being manifested.
而神的智慧后面有个神的大能在那里彰显。
The background behind God's wisdom, there is the power of God being manifested.
所以使得我们这些被死亡控制，死亡所这个环绕的人能够从那些里面出来。
Therefore for us who are being surrounded and being controlled by death, we are being able to come out of death.
所以这是一个神很奇妙的智慧。
So that is a very amazing wisdom of God.
所以如果我们今天你得着的话，
Therefore if you have received it,
你就会享受它的好处。
Then you are able to gain its advantage.
因为这里很，我这里给你们 这张纸哈，里面写的很多。
I have written a lot from this handout.
我为什么要发给你们？
Why did I hand them to you?
因为我已经算定了，是绝对不可能把它讲完。
Because I know that I cannot finish them all.
我可以没有讲完。
It's okay that I don't finish it.
我也可以没有提到。
And it's okay that I don't mention it.
但是呢，我留下一个资料给你，回去思考思考。
But I would like you to, I would like to leave this handout for you to think about it.
回去翻翻圣经，有没有讲到这些东西？
And also flip over the scriptures, whether the scripture talks about them.
这个呢，是我的目的。
And that is my purpose.
但是呢，在刚才读的诗篇第九十篇里面。
In the Psalm 90 we have just read.
那里就有一句话说，他要得着智慧的心。
And there's a verse said we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
不晓得今天在座的每一位，你有没有这样的心？
I don't know if each one of you here you have such a heart.
如果你有这样的心，那可能呢，这是一个你很需要的参考。
If you do have such heart, then it will be a very important material for you.
那在刚才诗篇第九十篇里面
，In Psalm 90，
这得着智慧的心里面有一点叫我们要晓得你怒气的权势。
To receive a wise heart, that is.So we know the power of your anger.
也就是他这里叫我们知道说，神是审判的神。
So here that he would like us to know that God is the God of judgment.
不管我们喜不喜欢听到这句话。
Whether we like to hear this or not.
在我没有信耶稣的时候，我非常的不喜欢听到这句话。
Before I believe into Jesus, I really dislike to listen to this.
就是我信了耶稣之后，刚开始的时候，我也很怕听到这句话。
And even after I believe unto Jesus, at beginning I still afraid to listen to this.
尤其是我又偶尔又去犯罪，又去得罪神。
Especially when I sometimes still sin against God.
但是这个人呢？摩西呢 他告诉我们说我们要晓得他怒气的权势。
But Moses told us that we have to know the power of his anger.
神会生气。
God will get angry.
在我们的希望是神永远不要生气。
We do hope that God never gets angry.
但是呢这里告诉我们神会生气。
But here tells us that God does get angry.
而且呢神会审判。
And God judges.
对于人生有经历的人，你回头看一看。
For those who have experienced a lot in life, let's look at back.
有些的时候，其实神是在对我们呢生气了。
Sometimes truly God was angry with us.
但是呢，我不知道。
But we did not know.
好，我自己回头看我自己呢，我是多年以后才发现，哦，原来那样子，我得罪神。
When I look back on myself, after many years, I realized that I actually sinned against God.
我特别印象深刻。
The one that I have great impression with.
什么时候我觉得我现在可以骄傲了？
Whenever I thought I was so proud.
啊，我现在可以了。
I thought I was able.
什么时候就好像一个手就哇就下来了。
Then there was this hand be on me.
这我经历很多很多很多次。
I have experienced this a lot.
但是呢，我明白这件事情的时候，到信耶稣之后才明白。
But I did not understand this until after I believed Jesus.
特别有一句话说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Especially the verse says that God is against the proud and being gracious to the one who's meek.
这句话不是单适用在基督徒身上。
This does not just apply unto Christians.
这一句话同时适用在世界上每一个有气息的人身上。
It applies to each person who's on earth.
我后来才明白。
Then later on, I understand.
哇，我的惹神发怒啊。
I have made God angry.
因为骄傲在败坏以前。
Because pride comes before destruction.
一个人他要崩溃了。一个人他要毁坏之前，他身上一定有骄傲。
Before a person is being destroyed, on him you can find the proud.
哦，这个跟你有钱没有钱没关系。
It has nothing to do whether you are rich or not.
跟你现在的地位高地位低没有关系。
Has nothing to do with your status in social.
每一种人都有他的骄傲。
Each person have their own pride.
哦，我有一次很不小心触犯了一个人的心里的骄傲。
Once.I touched this pride on this person.
就是我有一次呢，我走在路上，然后走到一个过马路的路桥，天桥上面。
I was walking on the street and I was going to cross this bridge on the street.
这本来我信耶稣以前我不会做这件事情。
Before I believe unto Jesus, I wouldn't do like that.
就是看到呢，有人这个看到乞丐啊，看到那些很贫穷的人啊，我都不会理他的。
I ignore those beggars or the poor people.
我是一个很没有怜悯心的人。
I'm someone who's merciless.
所以呢，这看到这些人呢，我赶快就跑掉了。
So when I saw those people, I just ran away.
但这一次呢，我因为信主了之后呢，主改变了我。
But this time after I believe unto Jesus, Lord has changed me.
而且呢，我走那里的时候，心里有个感动啊。
And I felt in my heart.
然后就好像，哎呀，因为其实我钱也不多，对吧？但是呢，心里感动说，你拿个，那时候拿啥？台币2000块给他。
Although I did not have a lot of money, but I felt touched to give him the 2,000 Taiwanese dollars.
2,000块，1,000块，反正就是拿一张大的纸钞给他。
I hand him a big bill.
那对我们来讲，我们如果给，会给铜板。
To us, if we gave, we shall give in coins.
5块啊，10块啊，最多现在50块钱。
5 or 10, or at the most, 50 Taiwan dollars.
给一张大钞呢，这个是很少的。
It was truly rare to give out a big bill.
那我就感动的就给他。
Then I felt touched, so I gave.
而且呢，我还赶快，我说不要让他知道我，我就把它折起来，然后呢，丢在他身边呢，就赶快走。
In order for him not to know that I gave it, so I folded in small pieces and I threw it down and then I walked away.
所以我走，哎，我发现有一个人在追我。
Then as I walked, I realized someone was chasing after me.
那就是刚才我给钱的那个。
And that was the person whom I gave money.
很生气，他说我不要，我不要。
He was so mad. He said I did not want it.
每一个人都有他里面的那个自豪的地方。
Each person has what he is proud of inside.
啊，所以骄傲不是那个地位高的人的专利，也不是有钱人的专利。
So being proud is not just for those high in social status, nor for the rich.
也不是大人的专利，也不是小孩的专利。
Not just for the adult, nor just for the children.
每一个人都有可能。
It's possible for everyone.
但是骄傲的常常会惹到神。
But proud will make God angry.
所以呢，这里头说要晓得你怒气的权势。
So here says that you should know the power of his anger.
关于我详细的经历呢，你可能要花时间听了，所以我今天不能花很多时间讲。
I cannot spend a lot of time talking about my detailed experiences.
我那个过程很痛苦。
It was a great suffering for me to went through them.
但是我现在呢，觉得很受益。
But now I feel that it was so profitable.
因为每一次一要回到那个情况的时候，哎，你不要再走回老路去了。
So every time as I was going to turn back, then I tell myself, don't go back to the same way.
那所以另外一个呢，就是说要按着你该受的敬畏，晓得你的愤怒。
And the other one is to know that wrath according to your fear.
就是呢，要会敬畏神。
That is to know to fear God.
我这个人哈，是一个很没大没小的人。
I am someone who cannot fear God.
当然在人面前可能不一定看得出来。
Although that you might not see me before you.
但是呢，我在神面前我知道我没大没小。
But I know I'm someone who does whatever I want.
当我还不真正认识耶稣基督是真正唯一的救主的时候。
Before I truly know that Jesus Christ is the only Savior.
那时候我也祷告。
At that time I prayed.
我想跟你们挺好，但是不是叫你们学。
Let me share with you, but not to learn from me.
我怎么祷告呢？
How did I pray?
我躺在床上。
I lie on my bed.
然后呢，反正很舒服的，手张开，手脚也张开，这样祷告。
I was so comfortable, you just lay there with my hand, my feet open, and I prayed.
完全没大没小。
It was without any manner.
我完全不懂得什么叫敬畏神或者敬畏这个词。
I did not know what fear God means.
我是一直到信耶稣之后。
Until after I believe unto Jesus.
有一次呢，我跟主耶稣祷告说，求你把你的荣耀显现给我看。
There was one time I prayed to Lord that show me your glory.
然后呢，主呢就把一段圣经呢叫我读到。
Then Lord, let me read the place of Bible.
那段圣经读到的时候，他说：“耶和华，耶和华是满有怜悯的。”
And the scripture says, Jehovah, Jehovah, full of mercy.
万不以有罪的为无罪。
Does not count guilty being guiltless.
然后呢，他是充满了慈爱，他的恩典很丰富。
And he's full of mercy, kind and loving kindness, full of grace.
同时呢，主让我经历到，我如果没有他的怜悯，我瞬间就可能完全的死掉，完全的化为灰烬。And
Lord also let me realize that without his mercy, I could have died all of a sudden.
因为当时对我来讲,
because back then,
我当时呢, 是我体能状况最好的时候。
That was the greatest time for my physical strength.
当年呢, 我还参加那一年的, 在台湾的大专杯的游泳比赛。
I even joined the swimming contest among all the college students.
所以那个时候是在那个比赛之前的。
So that was right before the contest.
所以我的那个身体的状况是最好的。
So I actually was greatest in my physical strength.
但是我在做那个祷告之后，我突然在一个睡午觉的大概一个小时之后，我完全变得不能行动。But
after I prayed such prayer, right after I took a nap, I totally could not move at all.
我起初还不懂，我怎么会突然生这个病？At
first I could not understand why did I have such sickness.
哦，那个多严重呢？
How
我就大概就是这里到这里的这个。 这样那么长的距离，我十分钟到不了。
For just from the short distance among here that I could not even reach within 10 minutes.
完全那个我这个身体完全不能动。
I could not move at all.
那我就好不容易呢，就这样到了之后呢，坐在椅子上面。
Then with so much effort, I arrived there and I sat on my chair.
我在想说，我怎么会突然之间就完全变成好像身体就完全都不能动了。
Then I was thinking, how could it happen that my body suddenly could not move at all?
我安静在那里，跟主亲近。
Quietly, I draw my clothes closer to God.
主就让我看到，就是说，是我一个小时以前的祷告。
Then Lord showed me that it was because of prayer 1 hour ago.
因为我是没大没小的人。
Because I was someone without any manner.
所以呢，对我来讲哈，这个跟神随便祷告呢，我是很容易的。So
just pray whatever to God. It was so easy to for me.
就在那个时候，有一个声音告诉我说，你要敬畏耶和华。And
at that time, a voice told me that fear Jehovah.
我心里很震动，要敬畏，怎么敬畏？I
was feeling so shaken that how should I fear Him?
我赶快。 赶快低头啊，祷告！我说，我就认我的罪。
Then I bow my head in prayers and I confess my sins.
就求主耶稣怜悯我。I
ask Lord Jesus to have mercy on me.
在我祷告之前呢，主耶稣给我的一句话。Before
I pray, Lord Jesus gave me one word.
他说，我的恩典是够你用的，我的能力是在人的软弱上显为完全。For
my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is being manifested perfect on the weak.
我的恩典是够你用的，我的能力是在人的软弱上显为完全。My
grace is sufficient for you, and my power is manifested perfect on those who are weak.
我就抓着这个向主祷告。And
I took hold of this and I prayed to God.
在短短的祷告当中之后，突然就好了。After
a very short prayer, suddenly everything was okay.
心好像受很大的震动。Then
my heart was truly shaken.
敬畏是一件很奇妙的事情。It
is very amazing to fear.
所以从此以后，我在跟神祷告的时候呢，我就比较有规矩。So
ever since then, when I pray to God, I have more manner.
所以这里呢，这个摩西他在那里告诉我们说，按着你该受的敬畏。 神有一个该当受的敬畏，要敬畏他。So
Moses tell us that according to your fear, that means God has the worthy to receive that we shall fear Him.
不晓得我们在座的朋友和弟兄姊妹，我们有没有把神该受的敬畏归给他
I don't know if friends here and brothers and sisters among us here we give the fear that God shall receive unto him.
我自从被提醒要敬畏，我开始学习敬畏之后， 我很蒙祝福。
Ever since then, I'm being reminded, and also that I start to learn about how to fear him, I feel I'm being blessed.
刚才我们领会的弟兄在最后要走的时候说，他读一节的圣经说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Before our brother left here, after he leads the hymn, he said that to fear Jehovah is the beginning of wisdom.
所以你要得着这个 属天的智慧，光明的智慧，神的智慧，你要从敬畏耶和华开始，敬畏神开始。
So if you would like to receive the heavenly wisdom, the wisdom of light, and also the wisdom of God, you should start from fearing Jehovah.
如果你还没有敬畏他，
If you have not yet started to fear him,
即使你现在你相信耶稣基督，但是呢，你还是不愿意敬畏他。
Even if you believe unto Lord Jesus Christ, but you still not willing to fear him,
那个智慧在你身上不能够长大。
Then this wisdom cannot grow in you.
所以敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Therefore, fear of Jehovah is the beginning of wisdom.
我读到那句话的时候，我很受震动。
I was truly shaken when I read the verse.
哇，我原来还没开始啊。
I haven't even started yet.
那个智慧我还没开始啊。
I haven't even started such wisdom.
因为我还不会敬畏他。
Because I did not know how to fear him.
所以呢，这个敬畏的事情呢，我就在那里学习。
So I have been learning about this fear him.
就学习呢，神怎么说，我就怎么走。
To learn that whatever God says, then I will do.
神的话怎么样，我就怎么接受。
Whatever God's words is, then I accept.
神他在我心中怎么带领我，我就怎么跟随。
How does God lead me in my heart? Then I shall follow.
神说不要的，我就不敢要。
What God says no, then I do not dare to take it.
虽然我心里很想要，但是我求神帮助我，让我不要被那个心里的药给捆绑。
Even if I truly want to have it in my heart, but I pray to Lord that do not let this want in my heart to get bondage on me.
所以敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Therefore, fear of Jehovah is the beginning of wisdom.
我们彼此问一下。
Let's ask each other.
开始了没有？
Have we started?
那个智慧，属天的智慧，神的智慧，在我们身上开始了没有？
Have this heavenly wisdom, the wisdom of God, being begin on us?
敬畏耶和华不只是智慧的开端。
To fear Jehovah is not only in the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华得到知识。
And to fear Jehovah also receives understanding.
这个知识是讲的是属神的知识, 那个跟永恒有关系的知识。
This kind of understanding has to do with God and also has to do with eternity.
敬畏耶和华在于恨恶罪恶。
To fear Jehovah means hate sin.
所以耶和华我们的主我们的神，他既然恨恶罪恶，敬畏耶和华的人也恨恶罪恶。
Therefore, if Jehovah, our Lord, our God, hates sin, therefore those who fear him also hate sin.
把神当该当得的敬畏归给他，我们就会远离罪恶。
If we give the fear that God shall receive unto him, then we will hate sin.
我们不可能一面说我敬畏神，但是我又与罪恶为伍。
It's impossible that on the one hand we say we fear God, but on the other hand we still sin.
所以敬畏耶和华的，敬畏神的人，他必定会远离罪恶。
Therefore, the one who fears Jehovah fears God shall definitely be away from sin.
所以呢，远离罪恶就会远离偶像。
So being away from sin means away from idols.
远离看得见的偶像，庙里面的偶像。
Away from idols that's visible, those idols in temples.
也会远离藏在我们心里面的，人家看不见的偶像。
And also away from the idols that's in our heart, which are invisible.
偶像有有形的偶像，也有无形的偶像。
Idols that can be both visible and invisible.
有人是以钱做偶像, 有人是以人做偶像。
Some people take money as their idols, or some take other people as their idols.
有人以学识做偶像，有人以学位做偶像。
Some people take knowledge as their idols, some take degrees as their idols.
敬畏神的人，他不会被偶像给捆绑。
Those who fear God shall not be bound by idols.
敬畏耶和华的人，不但得着知识，也得着生命。
Those who fear Jehovah not only receives wisdom, understanding, but also receives life.
所以按着你该受的敬畏归给他。
Therefore, give the fear unto him.
盼望今天我们在座的每一位。
So hopefully that each one that sits here today.
按着创造宇宙万物的神，他该得的敬畏能够归给他。
According to the creator of all the universe, we shall give the fear unto him.
这是我们的福气。
That is our blessing.
这才叫我们开始会数算自己的日子。
So then we can start to number our days.
不晓得你现在数到现在的日子是虚空的日子呢，还是有福的日子。
I don't know that your days up till now, whether they are in vanity or blessed.
我女儿啊，从去年这个受浸以后。
My daughter, who ever since got baptized last year.
她现在过生日，要过两个生日。
Now she celebrates two birthdays.
啊，她这个肉身的生日呢，过了很高兴，拿了什么很多礼物。
She was so happy after her flesh, her birthday in flesh, and she gained a lot of gifts.
她提醒我说，我还有一个生日。
Then she reminded me I have one more birthday.
她还要过那个生日。
I still like to celebrate that.
这个生日就是什么？重生得救的生日。
That is the birthday for rebirth.
我们有没有这个日子？
Do we have such day?
对我们最重要的日子是哪一个？
Which one is most important to us?
我有一个日子，我不会忘记。
I have such a day that I will never forget.
我虽然没有在那里庆祝，但是我不会忘记。
Although I did not celebrate it, but I would never forget.
我不但年、月、日，连时间呢，我都大概都还挺清楚。
Not only I remember the year, the month, the day, but I even remember the time.
那就是我遇见主耶稣、相信主耶稣的日子。
That was the day I met our Lord and also believed unto Jesus.
所以呢，他来算，现在我在主里的日子是多少。
So I can count, I can number my days in the Lord.
你如果没有经历主耶稣的好处，你就不会觉得在耶稣基督里面的日子是多么宝贵。
If you have not yet experienced the goodness of Lord Jesus Christ, then you would not see how precious it is to be in Him.
我尝到这样的滋味。
I have tasted.
我虽然还是会有软弱。
Although I still fall in weakness.
有的时候我也会被什么东西吸引。
Sometimes I still be attracted by something.
或者有时候会落在那个跌倒的情况。
Sometimes I still fall.
但这里这个摩西有一个他有个祷告，他说：“求你转回，为你仆人后悔。”
And here Moses have a prayer: Return, O Lord, let it repent concerning thy servant.
当我们犯罪了
，When we sin，
当我们跌倒了
，When we fall，
神离我们好像很远很远。
And God seems to be so far away from us.
请问在座的每一位，你最希望藏在一起的是谁？
Let me ask each one of you, who would you like to be together the most?
你有没有问过你自己这样的问题？
Have you ever asked such question?
今天如果你只能选一个机会跟一位在一起，你要跟谁？
If today you only can choose to be with one person, who would you like to be?
你要选谁？
Who would you like to be?
如果你只有一个机会，
Just one chance.
你没有第二个选择。
And there's no second choice.
你要怎么选择？
How would you choose?
选谁？
Choose whom?
你现在心里知道。
So you know it in your heart.
我选择耶稣基督。
I choose Lord Jesus Christ.
因为怎么样？我尝到了活在神面前的宝贵。
Because I have tasted how precious it is to live before God.
不是我的父母不好。
Not that my parents are not good.
不是我的妻子不好。
Not that my wife is not good.
不是我的孩子不好。
Not that my daughter is not good.
不是我的好朋友不好。
Not that my best friends are not good.
不是我轻看他们。
Not that I look light upon them.
我如果有了主，我就会有了他们。
If I have Lord, then I have them.
我如果没有主，连他们可能都会失去。
If I do not have Lord, then I might even lose them.
所以想想看。
Therefore, think about it.
活在神面前是非常宝贵的。
It is so precious to live before God.
如果你愿意的话，我可以花三天跟你讲。
If you are willing, I can spend 3 days to talk about it.
不是跟你讲道理，讲我的经历。
Not talk about knowledge, but talk about my experiences.
所以这个摩西啊，他在神面前，他说，求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
And Moses said that satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all of our days.
所以不但他看见在神面前的宝贵，而且呢，他好像在那里要得饱足啊。
And not only that he saw how precious it is to be before God, but he would like to be filled.
这个饱足呢，是带来一个满足的喜乐。
This feeling brings up a satisfying joy.
请问我们每一位，你一生当中有多少的经历是有满足的喜乐？
Let me ask each one of you, in all the days of your life, how many times you feel the satisfying joy?
还是满了叹息。
Or full of sighs.
他说，饱尝你的，得早早饱得你的慈爱。
Satisfy us early with your mercy.
神是爱，但是呢，你要愿意来接受他的爱，你才能饱得他的慈爱。
God is love, but only when you accept his love, then you are able to be satisfied with his mercy.
如果你都不愿意来到神面前，神爱你的爱就被你自己给推掉了。
If you are not even willing to come before God, then the God that loves you will be pushed away by yourself.
我们抚养小孩的都会有这样的感受。
As we bring up children, we all feel this way.
我们做父母的都尽力把从父母的角度最好的给这个孩子。
As parents, from parents' perspective, we try to give our best to children.
有的时候，这些东西，这个孩子呢，还不能明白。
Sometimes the children cannot understand them.
所以呢，如果这个孩子呢，他的叛逆性稍微强一点。
So if this children is more rebellious.
那你说我把这给你。
Then I say that I give this to you.
那小孩子第一个反应就是 No.
And the first reaction from the child is no.
他甚至还不知道这有多好，我说你不要。
Even before he knows how good it is, he says no.
这在我们肉身的儿女就常常有这样的事情。
And it happens so often with our children in flesh.
在我们这个受造的人跟这位创造的主之间发生这个更多。
And it happens so even more often between us who are being created than the Creator, the Lord.
多到一个地步，结果我们的痛苦，我们的虚空，根本就是因为我们拒绝神的缘故。
It happens so often to the point that the reason of our sufferings, our vanities, is because we have rejected God.
我们如果能够真的谦卑下来，
If truly we are able to humble ourselves,
好好的享受，好好的接受主的爱的浇灌。
And truly enjoy and accept the pour down of his love.
我们就可能饱尝，饱得他的慈爱。
Then we are being able to satisfy by his mercy.
饱到一个地步，可以常常欢呼喜乐。
Being so satisfied to the point we can be glad and rejoice.
就好像哈，在 这个罗马书里面哈，第五章有讲到一个夸口。
Like in the book of Romans, chapter 5, it talks about boasting.
你什么时候你会夸口啊？
When can you boast?
你一定很好，很郑重，你才会夸口。
It is when you are so good that you can boast.
你觉得好得不得了，你才会夸口。
You think it's so good that you will boast.
如果你觉得这个弃之如敝屣，一点用处都没有，你夸什么口？
If you think this is nothing like a waste, then why should you boast?
当然是非常好。
Truly must be so good.
好到一个地步，连形容都把它讲不清楚，就是说太好。
So good to the point that you cannot even describe it.
所以呢，那有个夸口是在神的恩典里面的夸口。
So boast in the grace of God.
这个恩典大到一个地步，让你产生盼望。
So the grace is so great to the point that it gives you hope.
这个盼望大到一个地步，你可以看见神的荣耀彰显。
And this hope is so great to the point that you are able to see the manifestation of God's glory.
今天我们如果看到人被高举，人好像做出什么一些得意的事情，我们觉得哎呀，高兴得不得了。
Today, if you see a man being high lifted up, and then we feel so joyful.
但是今天你如果真的有机会，你看见那个创造宇宙万物者的荣耀。
But if truly you have the opportunity to see the Creator of heavens and earth, His glory.
现在已经看见了，和将来要更大、更荣耀的彰显了。你如果真的看见了。
For what you have seen now and comparing with what will be manifested even more in the future, if you truly see that,
你要指着他夸口。
Then you will boast in Him.
而且呢，甚至连这个在灾、在患难、在痛苦、在不顺利的环境里面，都能够指着神的荣耀来夸口。
And then even in difficulties, in sufferings, and in great calamities, then you will still boast in His glory.
而且呢，甚至到一个地步，看见，哎呀，我们的神，他能够接纳我，他能够把我带在他的身边，实在好得无比。
And to the point that truly see that it is so good that God is able to accept me and bring me to Him.
我今天怎么能够活在神面前？
How can I live before God today?
我今天怎么能够远离罪恶？
How can I be away from sin today?
我这个常常犯罪的人。
For me who always sins.
今天怎么能够良心这么平安？
How can I have such a peaceful conscience?
我今天怎么能有平安的日子可以走？
How can I walk such peaceful days?
我今天怎么有前途盼望？
How can I have my hope in my future?
我今天怎么能够知道原来永恒也在我里面？
How do I know that eternity is also in me?
原来神为我预备了那个永远的产业，在主再来的时候要把我带进到那个世界。
For that God has prepared for me the eternal inheritance. When our Lord comes back again, He will bring me together with Him.
所以叫我们真是可以以神为夸口。
So we can truly boast in God.
以神自己为夸口。
And boast in God Himself.
这是非常奇妙的事情。
And that is very amazing.
保得他的慈爱。
To be satisfied with His mercy.
我真的信主之后，我的皱纹不见了。
After I truly believe unto the Lord, my wrinkles even disappear.
我在二十来岁的时候，
When I was about 20 something,
人家都猜我三十几岁。
People thought I was in my 30s.
至少把我的年龄要多十岁以上。
At least add 10 more years onto my true age.
当时我觉得很好，为什么？
At that time I thought it was good. Why?
我觉得很成熟啊。
Because I thought I felt mature.
班上弟兄讲说，你年轻的时候想要长大，对不对？你老的时候呢，想要变小。
As our brother mentioned, when you were young, you would like to grow up, but when you get older, you would like to get younger.
那时候因为我很年轻嘛，所以多十岁呢，觉得好像比别人成熟一点。
Because I was younger at that time, so I thought more 10 years older seems more mature.
其实是心老，人也老。
Actually, my heart was aging, and I look very old.
而且呢，越来越会犯罪，越犯越多。
And I sin even more.
那所以那时候是这样。
So back then was like this.
但是呢，我这个信主了之后啊。
But after I believe unto the Lord,
那个皱纹一条一条不见了,
the wrinkles disappear.
我的心啊, 就不再被那个虚空捆绑,
my heart was no longer being bound by vanity.
有一个很明显的事情, 我在没有信主的时候以前常常唱那个流行歌啊,
one thing very obvious was that before I believe unto the Lord, I always sang pop songs.
那个流行歌很多唉声叹气的歌,
there were a lot of singing in pop songs.
唱得高兴得很啊,
I sing them with joy.
我甚至可以从这个下午吃完午餐哈, 大概12点多1点多, 一直唱到6、7点。
I was able to sing after lunch from noontime until 6 or 7 o'clock at night.
我当时在那里唱的时候，我还一边弹吉他，咔咔咔，然后一边弹，自己唱，一个人啊，就这样唱，从那唱，从中午吃完饭，唱到晚上吃饭。
I sang by myself with my guitar after lunch ever since till 6 or 7 o'clock at night.
说不定有时候吃完晚餐回来再继续。
Sometimes after dinner I continue.
哎呀，那当时觉得好啊，真的很舒服啊。
At that time I felt so good.
等到我信耶稣之后啊， 我发现那些歌我一句也唱不出来。
After I believe unto the Lord, that I felt I could not even sing one of those songs.
特别是有一次哈, 被人家强迫的, 非唱不可。
Especially there was a time I was being forced to sing.
我一唱的时候, 就发现哈, 我这个心啊, 跟那个歌词哈, 完全没有关系, 不能互动。
As soon as I started to sing, I felt that I could not echo with the lyrics on the song.
我以前唱的是完全是用心去唱。
Previously, I sang out with my heart.
所以呢, 我的心呢, 就觉得很有共鸣, 好像觉得很享受。
So my heart felt so joyful and able to echo against it.
我信耶稣之后呢, 再想用心去唱呢, 好像我的心跟他是没有互动的。
Then after I believe unto the Lord, my heart actually had no reaction toward those songs.
不但没有互动呢, 而且我觉得好像我在无病呻吟呢，我在唱这个我没有的事情呢。
Not only my heart could not echo, but also I felt I was singing something, I was actually growing out of nothing.
那一次被强迫以后啊, 我再也没唱过那东西。
Ever since I was being forced that time, I never sang those again.
但是呢, 以后呢, 我看在基督徒当中呢, 唱基督徒的诗歌。
But afterwards, I sang the hymns among the Christians.
哎呀, 越唱啊, 就里面很多激励啊，很感动。
Then the more I sing, sometimes I feel so encouraged and being touched.
台湾哈, 有一个大学叫做师范大学。
In Taiwan, there's a college for teachers.
所有音乐系里面的第一名就是师范大学音乐系。
The number one major for music was that college for teacher.
那我们刚好以前在一起聚会有个弟兄呢, 他就在那个音乐系里面当教授。
So among the brethren I met together, this brother is a professor in the music major.
好几次他跟我们讲,
for many times he told us.
他说这很奇怪,
it is really strange.
他说按照这个专业的常识来讲话, 这些基督徒呢, 没有, 很缺乏。
According to the professional knowledge, actually those Christians do not have at all.
但是呢, 按照唱起歌来那个感受, 那种气氛, 那种气势,
however, when sing, according to this feeling,
他说呢, 那些有专业训练的人呢, 唱不出这样的情况。
And those who are being educated, trained professionally, cannot even sing out such a feeling.
因为怎么样, 这些人都是什么? 饱尝神的慈爱, 里面呢, 欢呼喜乐唱出来的歌。
The reason is that those who sing out after they have satisfied with God's mercy and also they sing it out with joy and gladness.
不晓得在我们当中的朋友, 你有没有这样的需要和羡慕?
I don't know the friends among us if you have such need and desire.
还有一个祷告是, 求你照着使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁, 叫我们喜乐。
And another prayer is that make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us and the years wherein we have seen evil.
人生没有不遇到困难或者痛苦的时候。
In our life, there's It's impossible that we do not face any difficulties or sufferings in our life.
就是你信耶稣的以后, 也不是说你就不会遇到困难, 不会遇到, 有时会让你, 这个是好像, 这个, 呃, 所谓的, 呃, 灾难, 或者难处的时候。
Even after you believe unto Jesus, it is not that you would never face difficulties or evils.
但是神可以因着你, 在他面前, 蒙恩典的缘故, 他可以在当中呢,
but God, for because you have received grace before Him, among all those difficulties, He is still able to give you joy.
不会像那个不认识神的人, 没有办法从神那里得到喜乐。
Unlike those who do not know God, they cannot receive joy from God.
所以, 这是神很大的福气,
so that is a great blessing.
这些东西都叫我们的日子啊, 从贫乏, 从平淡无奇里面变成丰富的。
So all those things make our life from boring into rich.
而且他还有一个祷告说, 愿你的作为向你仆人显现。
And another prayer of him is that, let your work appear unto your servant.
基督徒的生活是充满着奇妙的经历。
Christian life is full of amazing experiences.
一个跟创造宇宙万物的神跟救赎的主关系很好的人，他的生命生活中呢，充满了奇妙的经历。
For someone who has a very good relationship with the Creator of heaven and earth, and he is able to have a many amazing experience in his life.
这些奇妙的经历就常常显出神的作为出来。
So all those amazing experiences will show the amazing work of God.
我心里非常的盼望,
my heart truly hopes.
在我生活的每一个细节当中,
in every details of my life,
都能看见神的作为。
I'm able to see the work of God.
所以呢, 我就把握可以的机会。
So I take hold of every opportunity.
不过呢, 今天没有时间跟你们讲太多。
But today I don't have time to share in details with you.
但是的确, 一个在神面前他蒙数算的, 他的日子蒙数算的人呢, 他呢, 常常看见, 常常经历到神的作为。
But it is so true that when a person's days are being numbered by God, then he can always see the amazing work of God.
这些神的作为, 甚至把人带到一个地步, 他能看见神的荣耀。
And the work of God brings a person to the point that he is able to see the glory of God.
这些神的作为使人甚至乐意渴慕得着神所赐给的生命和性情。
And the work of God makes a person willing and desire to receive the characteristics from God.
所以这些生命性情呢，就产生，是吧？就那个神的荣美就会产生在那个人身上。
So all those life and characteristics from God will result in that God's beauty is upon the person.
所以这里说,愿我们神的荣美归于我们的身上。
So here it says, let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us.
这个是有经历人的。
And that's someone with experience.
这个是使我们的日子变成丰富的。
So it makes our days become rich.
使我们的日子变得有价值的。
Makes our days become meaningful.
另外呢, 他说愿你坚立我们手所做的工,
and establish the work of our hands.
我们手所做的工,
the work of our hands establish.
请问我们在座的朋友, 在座的弟兄姊妹,
let me ask friends and brothers and sisters here.
我们现在手边所做的每一件事情,
for each thing that we do on our hands,
有几件事情是有价值,
how many one of them are meaningful?
有几件事情, 是可以存到永远,
how many of them is able to last forever?
有几件事情是对我们这一个人有永恒的建造的,
how many of them are able to build us up in eternity?
问一问,
let us ask.
但是这一个写诗人他说, 愿你坚立我们手所做的工,
and the psalmist says that establish the work of our hands.
我们手所做的工,
the work of our hands establish.
就是他的日子跟着他的工作是结合在一起。
So that his days is being connected together with His work.
所以我们这是需要主帮助我们。
So we do pray that Lord helps us.
每一个人都得到智慧心。
Each person gains the wise heart.
我们有点祷告。
Let us have words of prayers.
好，请大家低头。
Let's bow our heads.
在我们开始祷告以前，我想问在座的朋友。
Before we start to pray, I would like to ask friends among us.
你是否想要得着智慧的心？
Would you like to receive the heart of wisdom?
你是否想要得着神所赐给你这永恒的复活的生命？
Would you like to receive this eternal resurrected life from God?
你是否想真是让神 他赦免你的罪恶。
Would you like God to forgive your sins?
你是不是想让神这个使你的日子能够成为一个有意义、有价值、可以数算的日子？
Would you like God to make your days become meaningful and valuable?
如果你有这样的意愿的话，你向可不可以你向神、向主耶稣举一个手？
If you have such desire, please raise your hands toward God and our Lord Jesus.
啊, 你现在举的手是向他举的手。
If you raise your hand now, that you are toward Him.
啊, 这个, 啊, 你说向他举的手, 啊, 就代表你向他有这样的心愿的表达。
If you raise your hands toward Him, then you show that you have such desire toward Him.
如果有的话, 请您 把手举起来。
If yes, please raise your hand.
请放下，谢谢。还有吗？
Anyone?
请放下，谢谢。还有吗？
Anyone else?
还有吗？
Anyone else?
你在这一生当中， 有感受到虚空的日子吗？
Have you ever felt your days are in vanity?
你有愿意脱离这些虚空的日子吗？
Would you like to be out of those vanity?
如果有, 请你举个手。
If yes, please raise your hand.
好，我们做个祷告哈。
Let's have words of prayers.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
只有你能够给我们智慧。
For only you are able to give us wisdom.
教我们怎样数算自己的日子。
Teach us how to number our days.
没有你的智慧， 我们的日子就常常是在虚空的捆绑里面。
Without the wisdom from you, then our days are being bound by vanity.
我们谢谢你教我们。
We thank you for teaching us to fear you is the beginning of wisdom.
我们谢谢你, 让耶稣基督成为我们的智慧。
We thank you for making Jesus Christ become our wisdom.
我们谢谢你, 真是愿意赦免我们、拯救我们的罪恶过犯。
We thank you for being so willing to forgive us and save us out from iniquities and transgressions.
谢谢主。
We thank you.
愿主 你纪念你的话,
pray that Lord you remember your words.
也祝福, 在座的每一位,
and bless each one here.
使每一位, 可以能够被主你自己更深的得着。
So each one here is able to gain by you even more.
谢谢主,
we thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.